good evening, Zimbabwe. Linjani Mashabezulu Manero Akanaka Vatereri. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, November 17th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the very fluid situation in Zimbabwe following the military intervention that has seen President Robert Mugabe being detained at home by the army.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and we would want to welcome our radio to TV viewers on Facebook. And once again, thanks for joining us. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about rising political tensions in Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe appeared in public today for the first time since the army took charge, as the ruling party made plans to force him to step down after more than three decades in power. The president, who is 93, opened a graduation ceremony at Zimbabwe Open University in Harare. Mr. Mugabe's appearance was apparently designed to convey a business-as-usual atmosphere, as the generals pulling the strings in Harare are desperate not to give the impression that they are orchestrating an unconstitutional coup.
But behind the scenes, efforts to push Mr. Mugabe out are gathering momentum. First, news that we are just receiving is that 8 of ZANU-PF's 10 provincial coordinating committees have called on President Robert Mugabe to step down as President of Zimbabwe and President and First Secretary of the ruling party, saying he has lost control of the party and government business and due to incapacitation stemming from his advanced age. And of course, there are also plans in parliament to push out Mr. Mugabe, that is by way of impeachment. And meanwhile, the Secretary of State for the U.S., Rex Tillerson, called on for a return to civilian rule in Zimbabwe, saying the country has a chance to put itself on, and I quote, a new path, amid signals that the long time authoritarian President Robert Mugabe will be forced from power in a bloodless coup.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 02-619-2077. Atutuna umbuso, kumbengiti intambo zombuso, ngolesithathu. So ke kodwa kunjalo ibanjeke ZANU-PF sekuqalisile ukuthi sibili basebenze ukuthi bezame ukumkhipha esikhundleni umongameli. Ngikhuluma kunje ke abantu abanjengo Joseph Tino Timba ong MP uzwakale sibili Charles Logan esinzima sithi phansi lomgabe. Kuzobuya ke kulo jaha lokuthiwa Mucharumbira okobulawayo owabhuwa unkosikazi Grace Mugabe uhamba ngemota zezanu Charles Logan esithi phansi lomongameli. So ke kambe kuyaphumelela yini osokusenziwa khonoku ama provincial coordinating committees as a city sebe pase ukuthi ayi vote of no confidence kumongameli. So ke singazi kumbe kuyagcina kusedalile parliament kumbe kuyakumanjani. Blessing.
wakuka hama wadewa nasi tinauti singe tikitarisa kutirinu takavira sei mu Zimbabwe nasi vaona mtungamiri wenyika wa Robert Mugabe lachienda yu kumabiko ilanu vangava peza zizizo ku Zimbabwe Open University vamwe parukuti wakashika mazgwa nazo si vamwe wakuruwe mauto watatora na wabati aiwa vamugabe wangu wakachiketezi kwa zaka simba ni mauto uye vachingo vha pa mabiko ya ya vaba vazo kera kumbakwa uku Blue Roof uko kwa kachiketezi kwa ne mauto zakari and Gibbs, I think we also have a video of the United States Secretary for State, that is Mr. Rex Tillerson, talking about the situation in Zimbabwe. If that is ready, we can take a listen to that.
Mm-hmm. I know all of us are following very closely the events in Zimbabwe, and they are concerned to I know each of you, they're concerned to us as well, and we all should work together for a quick return to civilian rule in that country in accordance with their constitution. Zimbabwe has an opportunity to set itself on a new path, one that must include democratic elections and respect for human rights. Ultimately, the people of Zimbabwe must choose their government. In our conversations today, we have an opportunity to discuss concrete ways that we could help them through this transition. Our aim today is to expand and enrich the United States' relationship with Africa along three fronts that we're going to be discussing today: promoting trade and investment, encouraging good governance, and countering terrorism. Let me stress that the United States seeks greater support from our African partners on growing global security matters, including North Korea. We appreciate the statements condemning DPRK's missile launches that many of your governments have made. But all nations must act to implement UN sanctions in full and cut off all UN-prescribed ties. Further, I urge you to take additional measures to pressure the DPRK by downgrading your diplomatic relationships with the regime, severing economic ties, expelling all DPRK laborers.
Of course, that there is United States Secretary for State, Mr. Rex Tillerson, at the State Department in Washington, D.C., where he is meeting African Foreign Affairs ministers talking about trade. Of course, there was that remark about Zimbabwe, and of course, he was also talking about North Korea and other issues. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, Honorable Joseph Chuma.
Honorable Chuma, welcome to the program.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great, Honorable Chuma. Of course, we want to talk about the Zimbabwe situation. Some might call it a crisis. But Mr. Chuma, your party today, we understand that there were provincial coordinating committees that were voting, and the majority are saying they want to see the back of Mr. Mugabe. Tell us about that.
Yes, I've heard that notion.
Hello, Mr. Chuma?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear. Sorry, we had lost you temporarily, but you are back on now.
All right. I was saying that, yes, I heard about some provinces gathering today to put up their grievances and resolutions as the situation that is happening in Zimbabwe currently. There are so many things that are being said, and some are calling for the recall of the president and the punishment of the so-called G40 people. So we're just watching. We're interested to see what is happening.
And we also understand that there are moves to impeach Mr. Mugabe in Parliament. Are you privy to the details of that?
No, unfortunately, I'm not privy to that. We haven't had anything. We're not even certain if we're going to have a sitting next week, because we don't know what exactly is happening. But we are hoping to get official communication from Parliament, because if ever there's anything, we've got official ways of communicating within the parliamentary system, whereby the clerk directly informs us of what is going to happen. So, as far as I'm concerned, we're supposed to have a sitting on Tuesday, going up to Thursday. So, we haven't received any communication otherwise. So I still think we're going to have a sitting. But unfortunately, I've not heard anything about the impeachment as yet. I've just read those kind of things in social media. But you must understand that our social media has been so corrupted that there's a lot of lying and speculation and a lot of joking, so much that you end up not knowing what the truth really is. But like I said, we basically base our point of direction from the official means of communication that we have as Parliament. The Speaker of Parliament, every time if there's any notice, he actually posts it directly to our phones, and then we know that there is something that is happening.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we also understand that the same ZANU-PF PCC or PCC is also called for the convening of a special central committee meeting within 48 hours to discuss the current political situation. Are you aware of that?
I've also just heard a rumor about that, but officially I haven't heard about it. The only official communication that I got was today when we notified that there's an emergency PCC here in Bulawayo. And I actually attended the PCC, and I heard what I heard, and I heard the grievances of people. But I was the thing that really caught me first was that I saw a lot of my fellow comrades who had fallen off by the wayside, either through suspensions or expulsions. Today they're all there. So we're just seeing, and we want to find out what is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. So what was the, was it the same resolution in Bulawayo that Mr. Mugabe must step down, although you seem to be having reservations that there are some members who were ousted, who were part of these meetings?
Well, like I've always said in my earlier chat with you guys, I've always been one to advocate for unity, because you see, this game of politics and voting is about numbers. So once you see yourselves praising each other, expelling each other, to me it's a sign of weakening the whole system, actually. So now and then again, there comes a point where you're saying, okay, there's a system that's there in place, there are provincial systems that are there in place, and then you don't find most of those members there, and you find the other members that were expelled, then you begin to ask yourself, are we still following the same direction? Because, like I'm saying, it's important for the people to realize that once the party gets hijacked and people get expelled, we are weakening ourselves. We need everybody in the system. We need everyone. It's a mass movement, but we need to do things in a proper manner. That is what is important. Sanity must always prevail in whatever we do. And the people have got grievances. This is a party, and the party has got its constitution. Yes, grievances must be aired, and solutions should come. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is that we should be talking of a progressive system, a progressive party, which is inclusive of everyone and which has got tolerance. Well, I'll tell you, myself personally, I'm from a civilian here in Bulawayo. I am not concerned about the issues of who's going to lead us now, because at the end of the day, that question does not land in Matabeleland at the moment. So here we are, people who are fighting for their causes there. That's why I've always said that I will never succumb to the issue of saying I'm G40 or Lacoste, because at the end of the day, what do I get from that? I remain principled, rooted under the flexible of them. That's the thing that I joined. I did not join Lacoste, I did not join G40, I did not join an individual. I joined ZANU-PF because I love the ideologies and the principles of the party ZANU-PF. So whether it's our president, Comrade Arajib Mugabe, there, or whether it's me who's there, not neither here nor there. What is important is that I am within a party that is revolutionary, a party that wants to safeguard the interests of the Zimbabweans. And when I say Zimbabweans, I mean everybody, inclusive, whether you are green, white, black, or whatever. As long as you are a Zimbabwean citizen, you must have some system that preserves your Zimbabweanness. And that's exactly how I've always wanted to view things, because now you find that, because, okay, fine, let's say G40 is falling, then Lacoste is rising, then what? It becomes a seesaw. It's a round thing happening all over again. And then so maybe the Lakota, when they come in, they are going to page the G40 members, they are going to expel them. What are we achieving? We are achieving nothing. So I want a sober situation whereby we all embrace each other and say, if you are ZANU-PF, come under the flexible ZANU-PF, not under anybody. And once we take it that way, then we can say, right, from now onwards, let's learn from the mistakes that we've done. Let's do away with things like 1 cent of power. Because at the end of the day, those are the kind of things that bring us to where we are today. Let the power be vested amongst the people. There are organs, there is the political bureau, there is the central committee. Give those organs the power, the necessary power to drive this machinery. And then you see that things are going to start flowing smoothly. But if we start taking sides, then this cycle is going to be a vicious one, and we're going to go round and round and round, and we'll never achieve anything. Then at the end of the day, we'll find ourselves sitting in the opposite side, who in opposition is all that. It's just that, yes, but we're lucky. We don't have a formidable opposition party. But if we had one, it was going to teach us a very cruel and crude lesson.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Honorable Chuma. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs.
Yeah, on Facebook, we've got so many messages blessing, and one of them is from Tabani Ngwenya, who says, Mr. Mugabe must go tomorrow. And then Kushi Vengai says, no changes as yet, before it. Then Ephraim Arapuno says, don't worry, he'll be impeached on Tuesday by Parliament. And then Max Manyika says, I'm in the diaspora and watching you guys. Mm-hmm. And then Jermaine Shelton says, Zimbabwe has fallen to the sanctions imposed by the West, only to return back to their slave master in the name of economics. I don't know exactly what he means. Then James Mepp says, thanks so much, VOA, for actually giving us all this kind of news. And Rodwin Nyatundu says, people are going to just stage a demonstration tomorrow in Harare. Wait and see what people are going to do. Yeah, so do we have any caller?
We have a caller. Mkoma Ephraim. Magadi Mkoma Ephraim. Ayo ayo su tirina ni mkoma Ephraim tipeo kungwa zeyu nyayari mdari roma inzu
ya ndo wana kuti nyayari mdari ya nakupasun asi mbisa maone rande kande kuti ngati ngore kati wa mkabe bezi ngati faite sisi le zanu pie mkabe alana kukangani sanyika hari woka nangu soo ayo mkuru wakai pa msarupi urumende kese asa mkabe wano wangu wachitonga onao notu mkatarifa yezu nezu pasika nyika hapa nikuna ngara kutupangua ya mbata ni kwa ya urumende mbata ni kwa ya watenda jitu wakana kwee kareko wano kwa nana upeze kutuwa mbulize magosti wekazi urumende wachitorondo kutuputa ufumwe nyika pasi ukaona kutukuma utondo kwa karamba wadezi mfapinda kubatwe kakaona kutu ipaputoro wako minda kuya kuyoko nika ya chwira pasi mkatarifa mauto imu mune wamu warukutoka mzante wani mapurazi 6677 waiti ita wali pamoja kwa hati sofaiti ya mbibizi ngati faiti sisi mbukana problem isisi ni ya taa kukariza mpio ya kungo na kungo tora zuhiri mza wakida kushandira ne kubi mza kana kama uto atibatira kutuwa mbukana mbukana wakainda kukupera kwa problem problem ino mpera baby kena kati sisi yataka chitonga na yutu mkatarifa yezu nezu mwoswa zivita yuza wa mkabe bezu mwaka mautewa ya mazenda ya mkwagwa wakato nuru wa mazenda ya wanapisa kusimta krawo na chiti wabu ya chene seguta yezu nezu wao unokuti wa mpawashika hapa na hivu mehutu wa kutani
chenote na shuru
ya kutu wa chungu ya mpawa chungu ya chungu ya
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Ephraim nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. What Ephraim is saying there is that you know Mr. Mugabe is not the only problem, you know, but it's a system. So the country needs a system overhaul in order for it to function well. Who do you have here?
Is Nomunzana ke Isaac Mpofu, Baba Mpofu unjani?
Yabula dubu njani.
Mpile kakhulu Mpofu. Akutsho Mpofu la yazwela lapho kuthi udaba lolu yababa namhlanje. So ke okwenzakala eZimbabwe ungathini ngapha. Yeah.
Dube before mganong before ngikhuluma yazi amthatheka kahle that day Studio 7 ngiyesethu kodwa into eyenza ukuthi ngamile ingoma that day angithandanga
hayi futhi ngizakhuluma la uJaff
Mm-hmm. Bengithi mina ngiyabona madoda lapha enye into emfuna ukutshela yona dina mali fuck isindebele siyashoda dibe lapho ongcono umuntu olimbizile ukuthi ezokhuluma lapho angayiqeda ukukhuluma ngesilungu kukhulume ngesindebele eqeda ukukhuluma ngesilungu akhulume ngesishona ukwenzela ukuthi abantu bonke labantu abadala bazwe ukuthi ilizwe lithini dibe kuyashoda konke lokho
hayi uyakubeka kuhle pofu siyakwenza njalo baba sibongele ye
Right, but right, you don't end up in. You don't see them. Akafuni ukukhuluma iqiniso lundoda mina imazi ukuthi umuntu onjani olwezi uyabaleka leqiniso ayele instead akhulume ngeqiniso nxa ukuthi ukhuluma ngokuthi kule G40 kulani umgabe iprezidenti yakwehlake emkhuluma ube kuyiphi isayidi yena njengoba yena bengasho ukuthi angatsho kumgabe ukuthi mgabe phuma kulelo sayidi kodwa manje umgabe uzephushwa yilelo sayidi elinye belimfaka ukuthi kada azafuna ukuthi agcine efaka umfazi wakhe kodwa ithuma lokho kafuna ukuthi ayekhona ngoba naye uyakwazi ukuthi ukuliphisayide ukuthi nayesekhuluma ngomlomo angeke asitele kodwa sabe simbone ukuthi thina uthuma ukuliphisayide
so umuzwa ngani ukuthi ukuliphisayide uthuma
ngenkulumo zakhe nsuku zenkuthi uma mayengena dube nawe umele ulalele ukuthi uyabethini uyabe umuza nje ukuthi uthuma ube ubaleka naye umdala loyo esegugile ngamtshela ngenye imini ngathi thuma awufuni ukuba yipresidenti yini wena uze upresidenti ngumuntu ene-94 years uloyisemkhulu uthuma uyavuma ukuthi ayosebenzisa inkomo yini ngoba uthuma abafana abancane waye umgabe belokhu befuna ukuthi ebelokhu ngumuntu emkhulu bethi nguye ophethe i-head of state esekhulile uthuma kafuna ukuthi ungene umqondo omutha yini ukwenzela ukuthi sithole ukuphila okungcono 23 million abantu bezimbabwe abangaphandle kwelizwe ngenxa yomdala lo
ye so nyawuze uyamtshela seluthuma ngizambuza ubulalele sibili emsakazweni ngizambuza khonokho umbuza khona ukuza kuphendula-ke uthuma
hayi ngizombuza hayi ke leyo ke ebudila mthethi amagama amathathu umdala lo mina nami ngikayehle esitulweni asisakhaleli ekhaya ukuthi ubani wayenzani ubani thina sifuna nje kusuke leli khehla lasuka kwangena bani sokuqalwa ke ukuthi manje abantu sivotele iphathi esiyifuna kumbe sivotele umuntu esimfuna ngoba manje kusesenomdaka ngempela angeke kuvotele umuntu esimfunayo ngoba uzoyenza ubuthethi bakhe bansuku zonke ekhaya abantu eyenza njani ngiyabonga dube ukukhuluma lezi zindaba
hawu boni-ke sibongele kakhulu-ke mpofu ungathinelwa kusasa ubone iy'ngane zakho
okay mngane wami ngithanda kakhulu ngiyase ngizame ukudinga ifoni zakho la
kwama-whatsappngizakudingela mpofu ngizahle ngu-whatsapp sibongele mpofu
Thank you.
So that is Mr. Mpofu. He was asking Mr. Chuma a lot of questions, and one of them is which side was Mr. Chuma before all this? So he thinks that Mr. Chuma is hiding behind his finger. And then he says, after all this has been done, he hopes that Zimbabwe will hold free and fair elections. And he says, that's part of democracy.
We want to acknowledge those on our Facebook page. There is Farai Chimoto who says Mugabe must go. We don't want him anymore. Thank you to Junior Munemo, Ronald Nyamukapa, Molly Kundai Mungate. All these are following us. Faith Tachiona, Arujinda Shika, Tinotenda Faith, Leslie Muzua, Poshia Makumbira, Claudius Mugore, Arguti Beta. Better end. Hilda Nkomo says, no matter what, this is the time where we have suffered enough. Essentially, that's what Hilda is saying. Mugabe must go. Benedette Tambuzai Rusho Makohore, thank you so much. Myros Jakarasi, loud and clear. Fair Apindo. Then Roy Colin Nyashanu, He says, Honorable Chuma is Mugabe bootlicker. Don't mind him. Patience Mashakada, Arguta Shkopano, Floyd Maponda, D'Souza, Judith Kachwayo, Sion C. Stallard says ZBC News, go watch. I don't know if there's some breaking news there. Simashi, Simashi, Arguti Trikuku, and I. Patience Walker, thank you so much. Marshall Zieresa, Chris Nube wants to be called, and also Tanya Bafana, translation please, I think we are doing that. Blessing Farai Mukunzwe, Takudzwa Sosa, Marshall Zieresa. Final push tomorrow, Mugabe should go. Livingstone Gazana says, I'm watching from North Africa. We don't know which part of North Africa, but thank you so much. Farai Pachimoto, we are also preparing for peaceful demonstrations here in Botswana. At Chadiva Mugabe, we are waiting for Botswana, for the Botswana government to give us permission. The people of Zimbabwe, let's unite and help Mauto. Junior Munemo, Abraham Gumpo, Pride Chigamba, Nicholas Takawira, Masters Madiverenga, Mandi Vengerei Geja, James Makunga, Mairudo Chikwenda, Trevor Chikosha, Ndovata Dipae, Ndovata Tonga. You know, small messages still coming. Gibbs.
Then what Jiribanu Kufakwame says, two things will happen to Pope. He'll be removed using his own system, or something will happen to him this year. Then Geraldino Gunman Pilot says, it's a game of chess here that we're talking about. Then Sengezo Mlambo Siziba says, this is the fall of the Mugabe Empire, and nothing will remain. And then Tabani Ngoya says, I'm tired with Mr. Mugabe's style of governance, and the next president, Akakambe, the next president should be a person in Amtanda Mina. Then we've got Happy Mo. Shumba says, the president is still the head. So when you want to kill a snake, you target that kind of thing. So usually
of course,
we encourage people
advocate for violence. We encourage people from
So we don't encourage people to say that kind of a thing. Then lastly, Muveza says fair. What is fair, by the way?
You know, if you are connected now, so fair, kwapinda.
So I think we've got a question for Honorable Chuma. Honorable Chuma, you heard Ubaba Isaac Mpofu Kuluma. Is it Ubaba Chuma got to vele why men happy? Utu wagwa kumbuza la kutala wana wati hai. Umongameli ulungile wawolo kutala umvimbela. Uzitu umuto mshira kulu. So ugatesu wampen luti Mpofu.
Right. Before I go on, I must say that unfortunately I will not be staying with you long because I've got another engagement. So I think this should be my probably last contribution. Unless you've got anything else that you want me to clarify after this issue. But right, like I said before, and I'll still stand on my words. The current president of ZANU-PF in the country is the Corporate Arajim Gabe. And I belong to ZANU-PF, where he is the leader. So my allegiance was there with him because he was my leader and he's still my leader until unless a Congress or Central Committee rectify it otherwise. And that's how people should stand. Stand with ZANU-PF and not with individuals or groupings. Because the moment you do that, you create that animosity that causes a lot of grievances in the purging that we're now going on. It was all caused by groupings and cabals. And those things are not healthy for any system, for any party. I'm in Bulawayo. I did not gain anything by wanting to front Lacoste. I did not gain anything by wanting to front G40 because those people that were probably being bankrolled and funded and they were getting money out. I've never gotten a cent from any of those groupings. And I've always said that if they come and put $1 million on my tip right now and say, come and speak about the G40 or Lacoste, then I'll do that because I have an incentive, which is money. But right now, I do not have any incentive. My heart was simply ZANU-PF, the party that I joined. I did not join any person. And that I'll stand by at any given time. I joined the organization called ZANU-PF because of the ideologies and the principles that I emulated in life from it. And so even if somebody wants to join MDC, they'll see whatever they see there and whatever they like there, and they become members of that party. And that's how I've always conducted myself, and that's how I wish people could conduct themselves. Then we would not have all these squabbles that we are seeing, because they are all over.
in our party, even in the NDC, even in Manjuru's party, as you saw resigning people, they start calling each other names. It's because people join a person and not the movement, not the party. So I've never and I will never be a member of any cabal or any faction, because to me, I won't let it look. I'll remain reasonably a ZANU-PF member, and that's how it comes and that's how it stops. Even after when the president of Mugabe calls, because after all, he was then for one or the other, he was about to go even naturally. The next leader that will come, I will follow that leader. But I don't follow blindly. I follow through the constitution of Zimbabwe and respect the leader that is there. And that's how people should do these things. And when you do that, you have less headaches. Right now, I mean, I'm so free and not even worried about anything because I've not done anything to wrong anyone. I've just stood by the principles of what? Of ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm.
That is why I'm safe today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I want to call you Baba Chuma.
Thank you so much, Honorable Chuma, as usual.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Thank
and
you so much.
I hope I'll join you any other time when you call me.
No, or maybe you want a quick one, just a very quick one, then you go, Baba Chum. Looking at what is going to happen, kusasa. Abantu zizokutoba nenga kulu abaya kunangale ya harare kutwa ke akusozo kutupe yini utabati ngalikina betu chulu akumbintuwe zinjalu mamafichani sibi wafu uchaye nyesu njebele langesikiwa
right ifuru kutepu wana mga abandu kamba baza kweza ngokutula mematchi ngokutula kungabizi lukutla kutla ngumbe ama elements laba amefuru uyabange nukutula kukwe lukutliwa asifisi kuna ikazi lomutu in Zimbabwe, the news, everything is about Tuna. And Tuna, no matter you go to the city, the Abandu, it's called a public in the pillars. It can leave in the Asunu Bona. Like I was saying, if they are going to go there, I hope the people are going to do the transition peacefully so that we don't see any missteps or violence happening there, because we do not want to see the shedding of anybody's blood. Be it whether the person is opposition or ZANU-PF or whatever, a person is a person. That's the most important thing, that we are human beings. We don't want to see loss of life and the suffering. So we hope that no one is going to try and hijack this thing, and then we see people being rowdy, and at the end of the day, the violence erupts. We don't want violence, we don't want bloodshed. Let people, it's within their right anyway, even in the constitution, to demonstrate. So if they're going to do that, let us do it peacefully so that we don't lose lives unnecessarily and don't have injuries unnecessarily as well.
Thank you very much, sir. To Mr. Akulu, Baba Chuma, what in Luxas?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, there it goes.
Of course, that's Honorable Joseph Chuma, a Central Committee member of ZANU-PF. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the rising political tensions in Zimbabwe following what many are calling a military coup on Wednesday. And currently, President Robert Mugabe is under military detention at his home. Again.
Yes, Lobo Vage, Untebele, Kulangale, Ovla, a cold break. Baba Ntebele, Unautuna Janba.
Bawona Tube.
Yes, Piatu Sakina, Ukona Gat.
Hayi mkhona mfana wami.
Yes, yawuza kakhulu ke. Akutsho ukuthi udaba lolu ulibona njani sibili Baba Ntebele?
Ya ngiyaluzwa baba. Yebo kambe kunjalo lapha eZimbabwe njengoba bekhuluma nje abantu nami ngiphakathi kwakho ngikhangele kodwa hayi mina njengomuntu ongathandi ukuzwa ngokuzwango ngikopisa ngiyambukele ngikhathaza ngoba ngiyacabangela ukuthi kukhona okungenzakala. Angifuni ukuchithekelwa ligazi ngoba mina ngachithekelwa ligazi isikhathi se-Boko Haram, angifuni liphinde futhi. Ya kodwa-ke engikunanzeleleyo Dube, ngike ngahamba ngaze ngafika eGwanda izolo. Namhla ngihambile ngaze ngafika lapho engangikhona kuthiwa kuse-Gwai River Mine, lapho engangikhempe khona kuma-assembly point laphana. Ngaphenduka bengifuna ukubona sile ukuthi ngesikhiwa is Zimbabwe breathing freely yini apart from amapolisa la asehlukuluza abantu ngoba okwenza abantu babe lolwela kangaka ngokubona kwami hayi omakhepe silawa besebehlupha abantu ngendlela engazisisekiyo bengakhuzwa bezenzela umathanda behlupha abantu hayi lokho ngubonile yikho engingakufakaza sibili ungazama ukuvula umlomo othi uyabakhuza bahle bakufaka izankosi bathi ufuna ukudefeata i-justice susiya ekhoti susiyalakhelwa kugrey ye hayi lapho ngibona ukuthi hhayi benginganako usahambi kuhle kodwa-ke mina ngifuna ukukhomenta Dube njengoNdebele yebo umdala imoto abehamba ngayo ibisiduka ithaya langemuva ngokubona kwami ngitho ngombono wami njenge-public commentator ye so-ke i-army yasingeneli ibona imoto kamdala sifuna ukuphuma umgwaqo sezihlahleni bayiprotekthe ukuthi ingaphuphi ihlale isemgwaqweni yaze yama isemgwaqweni hhayi sike ukuthi yiba abaduli ithaya hhayi ngokubona kwami kodwa-ke abantu ngendlela abathaba ngayo ngiyamangala ukuthi ngakuthiwa abantu bonke bakhuluma le nto bayikhuluma ukuthi he step down umdala kathi abamvotele esihlalweni lesi akuso ngobani manje lapho lo mbuzo khona khumbula Dube ukuthi ngikhulumeni ngo-2015 laphana ngo-May ngithe mina nxa ukuthi izanu iyaclaima ukuthi isesihlalweni ngenxa yabantu nalabo bantu besithi kabasayifuni bangakhulumi emsakazweni ngabahambe futhi lapho abayihlalela khona kumavoti bayayikhupha njengoba kade sizwa ukuthi abazali besiya khona ehalale khonale ngabayekwenza lokho abakwenza mhlabe emvotele omdala okunye ngicela ukuthi ngikukhulume kokugcina nxa sikupolitic Dube ngicela ukuthi uzulu wezimbabwe ngiyakwazi ukuthi uzwa ubuhlungu umfana wami kodwa-ke singabi emotional singakhulumi amagama abuswana ngabanye abantu umuntu lowo bamthethisa kangaka besezwende yiwo abamfakileyo bamthethiselani kusukele umuntu lokhu umuntu uyamnika amakhiy emuntu ukuthi kadrayive sedrayive susigijima kakhulu sumthethisa indaba ungamthathela amakhiy akho umqoshe emoteni akho loku umthethisa abayekele umdala-ke bangamcheti umuntu osekhulile umuntu omdala nxa bona bebonti abamfuni ngabamvote out bangamthethisi lo thuma lo engizwa ukuthi undoda wangakithi wangakithi ngalesikhalangeni lami ngikhalanga esithi uthuma njani njani kathi bafuna uthuma enzeni uqhathiwe bhele uthuma ungekhaya athungele idlu yangakibo yini abeselala ngaphi nanxa ndamawuhuhu yile sikizi akula ngendlela yenza ngayo uthuma kumele alale kuphela alivunywe ngamahuhu nxa bembone ukuthi udliwa ngamahuhu bamtshele kodwa akuna nto angayenza ngoba yidlu yangakiwo
ye
bangamthethisi bangazi bamthwalisa nzima Dube bangathethisana abantu kupolitiki khuluma ngeproblemu yakho ume khonapho ngiyabonga Dube
lathi sibongele kakhulu Ndebele sibili sasesikukhanuka sibili ungathinela kusasa Yeah, that is Mr. Ndebele. So he was raising a lot of questions here. One of them is, you know, that if people have to go to Harare, they must do all this peacefully. And he ended by saying, of course, you know, the president has been doing a lot of wrong things here and there. The army saved him because already the wheels of his car were almost off, all of them. So, and then he says, who actually voted for the president? People have been praising him all along, but all of a sudden they are going against him. So the best thing is to do the right thing, to vote him out. And then the other point that he raised is that there's no reason to insult him. He's an old man. People should respect him, that he's got that kind of edge. And so they should do everything peacefully.
I think we are being joined by our second guest, that is Mr. Dewa Mavinga, a human rights lawyer. Maskwera Dewa Mavinga. Mama Vinga, we might have lost him. We'll try to connect with him, Mr. Mavinga. Of course, he's in South Africa. But for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the rising political tensions in Zimbabwe. And here's the timeline. On Tuesday, members of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces staged what many are calling a military coup. But the army was quick to say this was not a coup, but they were merely interested in arresting what they called malcontents that were surrounding the president. And we understand that a number of ministers have been detained so far, and these include Finance Minister Ignatius Chombo, the Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jonathan Moyo, and also Local Government Minister Xavier Kasukuwere. And the army is still looking for some cabinet ministers and several ZANU-PF members and senior officials who have gone into hiding. I think we now have Mr. Mavinga. Mm-hmm. Mavinga?
Wangu makadi maneru.
Aiwa maneru akanaka. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu ne mamiriro akaita zvino munyika.
Iko zvino zvisisiri kuti chiri kuitika, asi chiri pachena ndechekuti makakatano ari pakati pemauto nemutungamiri wenyika vaMugabe haanei nechekuita neguta ruzhinji kana kurarama kwavanhu vazhinji vemuZimbabwe kana kodzero dzavo. Zvinongova zveku vanhu vana vanyamunhu vari kurwira zamu ramai vavo pakutonga kwavo. Saka vanhu vazhinji vangadavo kukambira kuti hei tinoda kuti tidai kana kuti tidai, asi chokwadi ndechekuti zvinhu izvi ndezvemumba meZANU-PF, hazvisi zvemhomho. Vari kungonesa navo pachavo kuti vaone kuti ndiani achatora matomu kana vaMugabe vazosiya.
Gibbs.
So we still have got some messages that are coming in. Blessing, one of them is from Stan Dube, who says, thanks, Gibbs, because Blessing is learning isiZulu very fast.
Mm-hmm.
So, you see, people are observing what you're doing. But the problem is that you've got only 3 words.
No.
Yeah, we are trying. Yeah, so then we've got other people that send these messages.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is Kutawashe Ngohaki, mm-hmm. who says all these people should be put behind the bars, mm-hmm. those that were stealing. So we want a new Zimbabwe. So I think the law has to take its course, you mm-hmm. know. So because people cannot say, put this one behind bars and that one.
Mm-hmm.
Because Zimbabwe has got some laws, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got Munyarazi, who says we can't wait to see a new Zimbabwe. And he's wrapping his hands, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nyatare says, Chuma is lecturing us about a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But then Linda says, all 10 provinces have been called, for mm-hmm. the resignation of the president. Mm-hmm. So let's see what he's going to do. So, and then Frank then says, the process of generals removing Mr. Mugabe from power peacefully is taking too long, because Mr. Mugabe is telling them that he was constitutionally elected. And the people now are worried whether Mugabe is going to step down or not.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody is worried now. Mm-hmm. That is according to Frank, eh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Mavinga, I hope the generals will not act as the referees next month when the ruling party meets in Congress. But there are some interesting developments that are happening, Mr. Mavinga. Of course, on Saturday, there's this SADC extraordinary summit to discuss the issue of Zimbabwe. But meanwhile, there are other constitutional means that are in the works to try and oust Mr. Mugabe. There is first, of course, Parliament is expected to resume sitting on Tuesday, and it is possible that ZANU-PF could use party procedures to impeach Mr. Mugabe with the support of opposition lawmakers. And we have also heard about these provinces that are recalling Mr. Mugabe. What is your take on that, Mr. Mavinga?
I think we are in a very delicate situation where, in reality, de facto, the military has all the control and authority. And under those circumstances, it would be very difficult to say anything that happens now is constitutional or is legitimate, in the sense of it would be possible for Mugabe, even if there was a huge march tomorrow, to simply say that this is at the instigation of the military, and therefore that's not legitimate. And in terms of the different, you know, ZANU-PF structures, purportedly coming together to try and oust Mr. Mugabe, it's very difficult because the 2014 amendments to the ZANU-PF constitution deposited in Mr. Mugabe a lot of authority and power, and this might not be possible to do outside of the framework of an extraordinary Congress. This is why we have begun to hear about Mugabe proposing that perhaps they resolve some of these issues at Congress in December, and then at government level, that he only steps down in sometime in 2018. So it's delicate because the army does not want to appear to be too forceful, because already SADC has said no to a military coup, and the AU has also backed up that position, and therefore the army knows that's not a sustainable sort of position. There is a danger, however, that, you know, the opposition groups, civil society, ordinary citizens and others would jump onto the military bandwagon and support the army to have a military-backed coalition government. This is dangerous because what it means is that the real authority will be with the military and not with the democratic structures in Zimbabwe. And at any point, the military would withdraw that support because people, opposition leaders and others would have been invited at the pleasure of the military to serve in this kind of government. So the best way forward is really to push on the military to open up and facilitate a transitional arrangement, a roadmap to democratic, free and fair elections, which are acceptable to Zimbabweans and to the international community.
Thank you so much, Vama Vinga. Tinanzi, kirapo we gona chito varu kutiva zulu matotangaka. Gifts, I guess, pakanzi gift. Arunya sopa, vanota ora debele mukana, wakareba. Shona, 1 second, mzadaro, tichaiza kutawara. Sige nauti, tinotawara chirungu, debele de shona. Yeah. This is zulu, tatusa kapamotongo ti gaga kuti vama wakawanda wakwanisi unge machipinda mchirungwa. Nekuti wakawanda wane kwa chii kunungu kuti avasku wana mukana we kutawara. Ndosa kachita uti jiviti.
I'm going to defend you 100% because you always give people equal chances to say whatever they want, you know. And I hope our friend out there, you just call now. We are going to give you exactly 2 minutes. So, okay, Sponge Sloba Bundlovu, Ekumani, Bundlovu, Jankuna, Apoge, South Africa. Yeah, so Akutu Love, we are in Lawe Chaitoitoi.
I am born in our little church and I am voting again.
To which one, Gonapo?
Lang is a good team. I'm a social assistant, the Lum 7 to have a need. Have a need is a chance about place. Yevo. And the Oversteel, the president, I need to Utufuna Uta vote out in a member of the parliament. Vele bazongvota out ngoba abantu abaningi lapha eParliament ngendlela mina bembekile bahamba nomnangagwa labathi behamba na abathi beoppose umnangagwa yibo laba abanye sebebalekile abangeke bevele naseParliament vele bazongvota out ayi chance yakhe vele incane kakhulu ukuthi ngathinde ehlale.
Yes, so kodwa siyabona ke ukuthi kulabanye phela kuzaluphefa abangane bahambelani lakho lokho. So, ngehlula ke kuyathwani. Mongameli sehlala phela esikhundleni.
Hayi, angeke sizeshule ngoba amasosha angeke vela zoza amdedele. Babanje laba bantu angiyiboni mina ichance abazophuma. I think inga nje ngiyibona mina ukuthi ikhona eZimbabwe yileyo ukuthi. I-group leyo bathi G40. Yi-group ebingakwazi ukuthi ithuthukise iZimbabwe. But imiseka abayenzilela abantu bayizama imiseka u2. Inumber 1 ukufaka unkosazi ka president. Number 2 ukusuleka okubonisa amakomandazi amasosha ukuthi bazoyenza kanjani ngenxa yokuthi vele iZimbabwe yonke into ebiyenza ibiyenza amasosha kuyiwa front ayo phambili. Kusetshenziswa wona. Uma singabalisa nje indaba yeguqa wothi indaba yokuthatha amaflazi, indaba yokufa kwabantu abaningi ngesikhathi i-MDC iwina amavoti, isongaze zeyalo kubuyela ku-re-election. Make la makhesi akhona. So bahlulekile ukuthi babonisane amasosha ukuthi bazenza kanjani. That's why amasosha athuthele ubaba uNtangazwa futhi ukuthi makabuyele kuye uye ozothatha iZimbabwe.
Boleke Ndlovini, uyijayimnandi kakhulu sibili, siyabonga thina kusasa baba.
Okay, akuthi ngisikhathi sinene sase khona ngiyobe ngizafuna ukukhathi singana nini.
Yeah, isikhathi singana kakhulu siyakungenisa ngesikhathi sibuyayo.
All right,
ngiyabonga. Sibonga kakhulu Ndlovu baba. So what Mr. Ndlovu was saying is that the G40 people made some mistakes and two fundamental mistakes. One, they put Mrs. Mugabe as their trump card in terms of, you know, getting into the succession matrix. Mm-hmm. So he says that that was a big blunder. And secondly, they failed to actually show the military that they're going to protect them too, you know, if ever Mr. Mugabe was to, you know, pave way for any successor. And then saying, Lo, Skubutu, Lapake, Ekumani, Uskona, Arake, Arare. What was Skubutu, Unja? Spila kuli skubutu. Kuchu kuti uenuta balulu ulubona njani. Kula pia arale sizo kutua chisa matei kuna. Kume njani?
Ya, kwa chisa sivili kutua. Oko kalantandu kubunga mke nza umayi mkani. Kukupula inda mpande zesa MTF. Ngoba kaili kuti iza MTF izanjo ama ufiti. Izanjo iani. Ifele kungangene khona apho ngoba abantu ade vele besihlukuluza kakhulu bona laba abantu.
So kodwa ke
u hayi umama ngithali isonto.
Kubela.
Bengithi mina umama ngimthali isonto ngokusikhuphulela impande ade zihambe izani phe so kade hayi maybe lathi nxa ye opposition ngangena embusweni.
Kodwa ke awubona ukuthi nxa sokunje yama ofethi sebambene labanye labantu enxa kungagcina vele kusiya ngasifudlana iopposition ingatholi lutho.
Ya, kolokho kungenzakala bese futhi bona beopposition bengajiywa ngathulo kwamanje bengangenele endabeni leli ngoba laba bantu abalwa ngabendlibane abendlibane.
Hayi ke Skubutu siyakuzwa kakhulu limuke khona lapho kusasa la uyavutsha itoto ye.
I am so like in here.
Yebo phela. Sibongile Skubutu, sibongile kakhulu baba. So Skubutu, yes, Skubutu is in Harare. He says he's not going to join the so-called massive protest. So he says he's got his own reasons. And then he says, you know, what sparked the whole thing is Mrs. Mugabe. And he's crediting her for actually exposing all veterans and, you know, some of the people in the ruling party were always, according to him, intimidating people. So he says she played a very, very critical role in transforming ZANU-PF.
Vama vinga munu tentera nazo irezu kuti Mai Mugabe ndo wa sitsabato iriparashikai.
Uombu asi azireve kuti vabudirira kana kuti vakabudirira vakundikana nekuti chakuitika iko zvino ndechekuti mauto ane Putin apindira manje kuti vachidzosera masimba kuZANU-PF nechisimba saka vanhu havakuona zviri mberi vari kungofunga kuti mauto arikuda kubisa vamugabe nyamba kwete yaye iripo ndeyekuti mauto abvuta chinhu kubva kuna Mai Mugabe neG40 ari kuchidzotsera kuna vamunangagwa nevamwe handi muri kuona haisi nyaya yevanhu mukati inyaya yekurwira ushe mukati meZANU-PF yekuti mauto apinde ari kudivi rine bandiko reZANU-PF saka vanhu nenyaya dzavo dzekufunga kuti tanzwa nekurarama pasi peuranda hwavamugabe vava kumhanya kupembera vachipembedza nyanga inobata mai nekuti ramangwana nyaya yekuti iyoyi ichazonetsa kubvisa mukati mezvematongerwo enyika muzimbabwe tinofanira kuziva kuti tanga tasvika padanho rekuti tizive kuti hurumende inofanira kubviswa nesarudzo kana kuti nevanhu pachavo pasina mauto murunyararo vanosimuka vachiti hatichada zvakwana asi nenyaya yekuti ruzhinji rwedu tanga tichityawo mauto iwawo tava kufunga kuti mukana wamuka hapana mukana apa aya manyautsa mukanwa harawa kurota ichiyamwa mangwana hatina tatiinazvo panenge pasina zvachose.
Tinotenda zvikuru vamavhinga. Of course we are reading reports there, Gibbs, that United Democratic Movement leader Bantu Holomisa in South Africa has called on the United Nations, African Union and Southern African Development Community, SADC, to ensure free and fair elections in Zimbabwe next year amid fears of a coup. And of course, Zambia is saying also South Africa against military coup in Zimbabwe. We'll try to read some of the international responses. I see Tom Boyenda kuna mfundisi moyo. Makadi mko mfundisi moyo ku South Africa.
Makadi kwa rigeni kuna zile kuchagura. Na wibu kama na watetenshi na malobo mbadi. Kitu kwenye masoja la awana kikira rusi yuwe Zimbabwe. Ndiyo kutanga. Makadi kia yu pasa. Ili plafutu na yu paka wonga na yuti washi yangu washi kwenye kwa wafidi kule mgabe. Ndiwa ndiwa kuna ngabwa. Kana yuti ndiyo kutu mwye Zimbabwe makafara mwiki hawa mgabe wa mgabe wa mgabe. Ndiyo kutu ni FDC. Yato chini ni FDC kwa chawa mwiki kwenye. Awafa utumbo nicho. Yuti kwa usanga anewa ni wabu. Baka mpua yu kara uti wati mbaga ni idwa. Vasa ni nara paka kwa antirupuza. Ano kutu pashayo. Aisi yaga vasaru tende wafu waka ulina. Sarebuli uti
What is essentially saying is that the opposition must never make the mistake of joining this internal fight in ZANU-PF. Is of course adhering to those words by Napoleon that if you see your enemy making a mistake, don't interrupt him. Yes, that's what
is that the case, Mr. Mavinga? If you see your enemy, in this case, what you are saying, right? Don't disturb, right?
Be very careful about what is happening, because unwittingly you could actually strengthen the position of a regime that is intolerant of human rights, respect, democracy, and the rule of law. What is happening is not the way to go. It's not sustainable. It is parochial. It is serving the narrow interests of a political elite in ZANU-PF and in the military. It is not about, you know, democracy. It is not about anti-corruption. It is about factionalism and succession of Mugabe, which has turned haywire. We must be very careful as Zimbabweans. Let us not be too quick to celebrate and to jump onto the streets.
I see, va Mavinga, muri kuona nyaya ichi pera sei nekuti vamwe vari kutavasina kuzvisisa kuti vamugabe vacho vabva vachabva zviri kuenda nekupi?
Pari zvino vamugabe havana kubva, asi ndoda kuti vingoyeuchidza vana veZimbabwe kuti pakatorwa masimba nemauko havana kutaura kuti vanoda kubvisa vamugabe kwete. Vakati vamugabe takavachengetedza, chatiri kuda ndevanhu vavakati mbavha dzakakomberedza vamugabe. Saka zvekuti vamugabe vari kubviswa hameno kuti zviri kubva kupi, nekuti tinoona kuti zvinhu zvekutaurirano ndezvekuti vamugabe vanga vabiswa vamunanga ngekuti vamwe vaibvaga vavadzose nechisimba, asi nyaya haina kumbenge iri yekuti vamugabe vabiswe. Saka nhaurirano dzichaitwa dzinenge dziri dzekuti voenda sei kumusangano wavo wecongress wezanupf, vodzora sei vamwe vanga vadzirirwa zvisiriza zvisina kutarukana. Asi hazvishamisi tikaona vamugabe vari panyanga kusvika gore mouya vakati zete pachigaro.
Okay, Mr. Mavinga, thank you so much for your time this evening. That there is a human rights lawyer, Dewa Mavinga. We also want to thank Honorable Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF Member of Parliament and also a Central Committee member. Thanks to our viewers, our callers, those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our crew behind the scenes, our producer and engineer, signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Jube saying have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.